News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Last night, the Dáil approved Ireland's participation in an EU military initiative aimed at protecting critical seabed infrastructure amidst heated debates over the nation's neutrality. And joining me now is Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD for Dublin South West. Paul, you are one of the 58 TDs who voted against passing this act that would allow us to participate in this PESCO initiative to protect the seabed. Tell me why.
Yeah, that wasn't the only initiative. In fact, four projects the Irish government signed Ireland up to last night, and a report which contains a whole series of misinformation about the triple lock designed to undermine it. And this is part and parcel of the step-by-step approach of dismantling what is left of Irish neutrality. And this happens quite regularly now.
Can we park that just for a second, because we could get into the neutrality debate, but it's too big. So let's talk about why you didn't want this bit of it to pass, the bit about protecting the seabed.
Well, what I focus on is there was two PESCO projects. One was the seabed and the other was the network of logistic hubs in Europe to support operations. So let's focus on this one, right? So what this is, I read you from the PESCO website, is aiming for a multinational network based on existing logistic capabilities and infrastructure. It's about the pre-deployment of materiel, as in military hardware, depots, maintenance facilities. The network will decrease the reaction time and increase capacities and sustainability for military operations. So this particular PESCO project is coordinated by Germany. Germany is the number two exporter of military hardware to Israel. And yes, we think it is an undermining of neutrality for Ireland to be participating in the shipping of military material around Europe, coordinating with Germany
some of what's being protected in this, Paul, are those big cables. Those big cables that have, you know, information technology, communications, the internet, and all of those that connect us to, you know, other parts of the world. And we know that 3 months ago, the National Risk Assessment identified damage to our undersea infrastructure as a key risk for this country. That goes through our territorial waters. Why would we not be willing to protect key infrastructure in our own territorial waters? What has that got to do with any of the things you're talking about? This is something that's on Irish territory. It's of critical importance to us. And you're saying we shouldn't be allowed to take part? We should leave it to other countries to protect our own territorial infrastructure? I don't understand.
No, we should protect our territorial infrastructure. No question about it.
So you're fine about that, but just not with other people?
But this is a question. You said, let's park neutrality. But this is precisely about getting rid of neutrality. And this is how the government is doing it, by stripping the word neutrality of any actual meaning. If we sign up to a military project, that one is coordinated by Germany. The one, the critical seabed infrastructure protection, is coordinated by Italy, also a NATO member, and is joined. The members of it include Germany, Belgium, Spain, France.
Yeah, but you're using a thin end of the wedge argument. Members. You're saying, well, if we do this, it really means that. But all I'm saying is, well, let's look at this. Like we have these cables in our territorial waters. They're of critical importance to us. Why would we say that only either no one should protect them, only we should protect them, or we shouldn't be glad of other people protecting them as well? We are in the EU, and we know that Russia has impinged on our own territorial waters. We know that they have suggested, they have put out sort of fake videos about how they might do things off the coast of Ireland and et cetera. So protecting our sea infrastructure does seem like something that is important for us to do.
This is a military alliance. Sure. I'm not saying if we do this, this is that. This is, last night, the Irish government agreed to participate in joint military projects with a whole series of NATO countries. That, in my opinion, is a substantial undermining of neutrality. Why should we oppose that undermining of neutrality? Because it doesn't bring the world any closer to peace. It doesn't make Ireland any safer whatsoever. It is part of the ramp up of military spending and militarization around the world, above all in Europe. We have a likely to be, unfortunately, the re-elected president of the European Commission, who has spoken about the need to turbocharge Europe's military industrial complex, and has massively expanded military expenditure.
A lot of people do feel that Russia's actions in Ukraine, and there have been incursions into European countries like Poland, EU countries like Poland. There's been random, you know, missiles and things that have landed within Polish territory. That does change things. That if Russia is being aggressive on EU borders, that does change things for us. But equally, I know what you're saying about neutrality, but neutrality, does that extend to us not being allowed to defend ourselves? It says that what we want to do here is defend critical infrastructure against sabotage, terrorism and espionage. It's not about attacking anyone. It's about defending ourselves and our own, you know, infrastructure. I'm not sure why a neutral country wouldn't be allowed to defend itself.
One, it doesn't mean Ireland shouldn't be allowed to defend itself. Neutrality is nothing about not defending yourself. Neutrality is not about being engaged in military alliances with others, in choosing camps in this new Cold War that is taking place between the Western powers.
Well, I think most of us have chosen a camp. I don't think anyone would choose the camp of Russia. Well, okay, unless you feel differently about that.
Yeah, I'm not in the camp of Russia. I'm also not in the camp of the US and Germany, which are funding a genocide in Palestine at the moment. And I think you'll find that very, very few countries that ever go on the offensive anywhere ever say, oh, we're going to attack this country. When Russia engaged in its horrific imperialistic invasion of Ukraine, they didn't say we're invading Ukraine. They said we're having a special operation to defend the rights of Russian speakers in Ukraine. When the US invaded and occupied Iraq,
I take your point.
Look, what I mean in that way.
I do take your point, and I'm delighted to have gotten to speak to you about this morning, and thank you for coming on. That is Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD for Dublin Southwest. Let us know what you think about this. We have passed this. We are signing up to this. This is happening. Is it the right move? Is it the wrong move?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.